Hello.
Hello, my name is Marcela and I am calling from Opinion Research, a national public opinion firm, and we're talking with people in California today, and I would like to ask you a few questions on a confidential basis. For quality control purposes, this call may be monitored or recorded, so before we begin, could you please confirm that you are not driving and that you are in a place where you can talk safely?
And what's this? Yes, I am in that safe place. What is this for? What's the purpose of the call? Is it political?
Well,
is it economic? What is it?
Yeah, it's basically about politics, but we are not affiliated with any party or anyone. It's
okay.
Just, you know, what you think.
Okay, that's
Is
fine.
that okay? Okay.
Yes, yeah.
Thank you. Are you Peter? Are you Peter?
Yes, I'm Peter.
Okay, thank you. And you're at a safe place, you said, and do you currently live in California?
Yes, I live in California.
Thank you. And in which county do you live in?
Merced.
Okay, great. And of all the personal telephone calls you receive, do you get all or almost all calls on a cell phone, some on a cell phone, and some on a regular home phone, or all or almost all calls on a regular home phone?
Most calls on a cell phone.
Okay. Thank you. And are you or is anyone in your household employed by a newspaper, television, or radio station, or a political party, or by a candidate?
No.
Okay. Thank you. And just to be sure, we have a representative sample. Could you tell me in what year were you born?
1967.
67. Thank you. And next, what is your main racial ethnicity heritage? Are you Caucasian or white, African-American, Hispanic, Asian?
Caucasian white.
Okay, thank you. And what is the last grade of school that you have completed?
College.
College. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Next, getting started. First, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is doing as a president?
I disapprove.
Would you say you strongly disapprove or you somewhat disapprove?
Strongly.
Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the job Gavin Newsom is doing as a governor?
Strongly disapprove.
Strongly disapprove. Thank you. And if the elections for state assembly were being held today, for whom would you vote, the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate?
The Republican.
Thank you. And now I would like to read you a list of names of different places active in politics. For each one, please tell me whether you have a favorable or unfavorable impression of that person. If I mention someone you don't know too much about, just tell me and we can move to the next one. So
okay.
The first one is Joanna Garcia Rose.
I do not have a favorable opinion of her.
So would you say unfavorable?
Yes, unfavorable.
Okay. Next we have Esmeralda Soria.
Oh, definitely unfavorable.
Okay. Next, we have Donald Trump.
Favorable.
And lastly, we have Kamala Harris.
Very unfavorable.
Okay. Thank you. And moving on, which one of the following issues is the most important to you personally when deciding which candidate to vote for state assembly? So I'm going to read you a list, and you can tell me the one that you think is the best one for you. The first one says education. Next, we have jobs and the economy, inflation and the cost of living, abortion, taxes, crime and public safety, border security, climate change, homelessness, or healthcare.
I would say abortion.
Okay. Thank you. And thinking ahead on the November elections, on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not at all interested and 10 means that you are extremely interested, how interested are you in the November elections for President, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other states and local offices?
Extremely interested.
Thank you. And next is the elections for President were being held today. For whom would you vote? The options are Donald Trump, Republican, or Kamala Harris as a Democrat.
Donald Trump.
Thank you. And if the elections for State Assembly were held today, for whom would you vote? The options are Joanna Garcia Rose, a Republican, Auditor Mother, or Esmeralda Soria, Democrat, State, it says Joanna Garcia Rose is a Republican, Auditor Mother or Esmeralda Soria, Democrat, State Assembly Member?
Is there a none of the above? I don't want to vote for any of those people.
Yeah, it's undecided. Is that okay?
Okay, sure.
Okay, thank you. And moving on, we are halfway through, it says. Would you say that the economy is headed in the right direction, or is it pretty seriously off on the wrong track?
Off on the wrong track.
Thank you. And next, over the last few years, do you think the level of crime in your community has decreased, increased, or stayed the same?
Decreased a lot.
Okay. And now on a different topic, have you ever voted for a Republican candidate?
Yes.
Yes. And now I'd like to read you a few statements that you might hear about Joanna Garcia Rose during a campaign. After I read each statement, please tell me whether it makes you more likely or less likely to vote for her. So it's just a little statement. So the first one says, in the assembly, Joanna Garcia Rose will write a law banning politicians from trading stocks and making other investments with the information they learn while in public office.
And my choices are, it would make me likely to vote for or not likely? Is that what I'm getting?
It's much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, and much less likely. Or if it makes no difference.
It makes no difference. Yeah, I don't think it's an important issue.
Okay, the next one says, Joanna supports mandatory prison sentences for meth and fentanyl dealers and wants strike life in prisons for sexual predators who molest children.
More likely.
Okay. The next one says, to make California more affordable, Joanna Garcia Rose supports eliminating all taxes on food, clothing, gas, and other everyday items.
That makes me less likely, extremely less likely to vote for her.
Okay. The next one says, as a professional auditor, Joanna can find corrupt politicians, tell the public and law enforcement, and put the corrupt politicians in prisons where they belong.
Again, very unlikely to change my opinion or make me vote for
it. Okay. It's okay. And the last one for this list says, Joanna Garcia Rose is a professional auditor who will go over state spendings line by line and tell the public about whatever waste, fraud, or corruption she finds.
Somewhat more likely to vote for.
That's okay. Now that you have heard some more information, if the election for state assembly were being held today, for whom would you vote? The options are still Garcia Rose or Soria.
Undecided.
And next, I would like to read you a few statements that you might hear about Esmeralda during a campaign, and it's basically the same options. So the first one says, Esmeralda voted to give herself taxpayer money to pay for her political campaigns. This money could go towards negative campaigns, ads, or even some of Soria's personal expenses.
Does not make me... I don't care. I undecided. I don't know.
Okay.
No difference.
Okay.
Yeah.
The next one says, Esmeralda supports an extreme agenda in California that includes a complete government takeover of healthcare that would raise taxes and Medicare as we know it and result in Californians being kicked off their private health insurance.
That makes me very unlikely to vote for her. I would vote against her.
Okay, the next one says, politician Esmeralda has been under FBI investigation multiple times for issues ranging from unethical and corrupt spending of taxpayer money to land deals involving someone she was romantically involved with.
No difference.
The next one says, while families struggle to fill their groceries carts, and she puts food and put food on the table, Esmeralda Soria voted to give those in the country illegal hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of taxpayers funded benefits.
That makes me less likely to vote for her.
Somewhat or much?
Somewhat.
Okay. The next one says, Esmeralda traveled to Sacramento to demand that the legislature raise the gas tax. The legislature agreed, and now you pay more for food, groceries, and gas because of it.
Less likely to vote for her. More likely to vote for somebody else.
Okay. And the last one for this list says, Esmeralda supported a measure to raise taxes on Valley residents, and then 2 months later, she voted to give herself a 20% pay raise.
No difference.
Okay. That's great. Thank you. Now we're 85% complete. So now that you have heard some information, the question is the same. For whom would you vote? The same options, and you can still choose undecided.
Still undecided.
Okay. And now I have just a few more questions for statistical purposes only. So it says, regardless of how you may feel today, are you registered to vote as a Republican, a Democrat, or something else?
One more time again, please.
Sorry?
Regardless of how I feel, can you repeat the question, please?
Regardless of how you feel today, are you registered to vote as a Republican, a Democrat, or something else?
I'm registered Republican.
Okay, and would you consider yourself a strong Republican or a not-so-strong Republican?
Very strong Republican.
Thank you. And generally speaking, do you consider yourself to be conservative, moderate, or liberal on most issues?
Very conservative.
Very conservative. Thank you. And next on the issues of abortion, do you consider yourself to be pro-life or pro-choice?
Pro-life.
Pro-life. Thank you. And some people feel so strongly about an issue that they will vote for or against a candidate on that basis, regardless of the candidate's stance on most other issues. Would you not vote for or against a candidate based only on their position on abortion?
Yes, I would vote based on that position alone.
Okay. And regardless of how you feel now, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential elections, Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
Trump.
Then this concludes the survey for today. Thank you so much for participating, and I hope you have a great day.
Great. Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye. Thank you.